let's go on. Let's hit the next question there, Jeff.
Sure, yeah. No, there's a lot of great advice in there, and it seems like it can be, you really are looking at like a marriage of these things, and choosing the right people makes a big part of it. You know, a lot of people had questions about supplies, obviously, but I think Bob put it best, David, if you only had five items to help you survive in place during a disaster, what five items would you choose?
That's going to be a tough one. There was another part to that about he didn't want me to include my brain as an item. And I actually have to include that in there just because of the importance of it. You're in a survival situation, your mind's going to be your single most important tool. Your ability to stay calm, remember skills that you practiced, your ability to execute them under stress, that's all going to trump any possible whiz-bang survival item that you may have or want. If you lose control of your mind, you can actually die quicker than if someone's holding your head underwater. So it's absolutely critical to train your brain for survival. And by training your brain, one of the things I'm referring to is basically inoculating your brain to handle stress, kind of like you'd inoculate your body to handle a virus. I also mean getting your brain to think of non-traditional solutions to problems, keeping focus under stress, and thinking of solutions that are both strategic and tactical. And finally, training your brain just means learning skills so that you know how to do without as many of the survival supplies as you think you need as possible. So I will get to the items. And after the brain, my focus, if I have a limited amount of space or weight that I can carry, is on multi-use items that can help with as many fundamentals of survival as possible. And again, those fundamentals are sheltering my body, making fire, making drinkable water, getting food, providing security, and taking care of medical issues. And as far as medical issues, it's trauma in particular, cuts, punctures, broken bones, etc. So by far the most important tool to accomplish these goals, and this is both in a wilderness and urban environment, is a knife. And the best possible knife, a lot of people are going to laugh at this, but it's the one that you have on you when your life depends on it. And this is common sense, but when you're 5 miles from home on foot after a disaster, whatever cheap folder you happen to have with you is going to be better than the $200 fixed blade you have at home. And what that means for me is that I always carry a good, solid folder that I have a few of. And when I buy multiples of the same knife, I actually go out and beat the snot out of one of them to make sure I can trust it. I split wood with it. I throw it on the ground. I throw it into wood. And I even hammer with it and pry with it. And I cut stuff with it, too, just to make sure that I can trust my life to it if I need to. And the particular knife doesn't really matter, and my opinion on brands doesn't really matter either. This is something that everyone needs to do for themselves so that they know in their mind, not because of what I've said or because of what anyone else has said, but because of what they've seen and experienced, they know that they can trust their life to the knife that they're carrying. I will give you a starting point. And just some of the common store brands that I've had really good success with are CRKT, they're also known as Columbia River, Kershaw, Benchmade, and Gerber. And with a knife and a few solid skills that you practiced, you can really take care of a lot of the basic survival concerns. In fact, forget five items. If I only had one item that I was able to have in a survival situation, hands down, it would be a knife. So after my knife, I almost always have a small multi-tool on me or near me, regardless of where I am. Leatherman, Gerber, doesn't really matter as long as it's a high-quality one, that the parts work and that you can open it and close it easily. And the third thing I always have on or near me is a small tactical flashlight. And I absolutely love the Surefire backup. And I've got that thing. It's either in my backpack that I've got with me, my computer bag, or it's in my pocket. And it's one of the things that I carry on planes that it's just a great tool. If there'd be a crash, which is extremely unlikely, it's going to have a bright enough beam to cut through stuff and help me to get out. It's got a bezeled edge on it, so it can be used as an impact weapon. And it's just it's a great, great tool. Now, those would be my first tier. And after that, most items can be improvised. And they really depend on the environment that you find yourself in, your expected needs, and most importantly, your skill set. And here's what I mean. In an urban environment, a lockpick set is right at the top of the list for me. But it doesn't have any value at all in a wilderness environment. I guess you could use it as spear tips, but it really doesn't have any practical value. And it's something that I can make a field expedient version of if I'm in a bind, but it works much better if you just have a real one. But that may not be good for you. If you don't have lockpicking skills, a lockpick's not going to do you any good because you're not going to just pick it up and learn it more than likely. Another example is when I do long-distance trail running, I always carry a Mylar space blanket. And that's something that has a very good wilderness application, but it's not really necessary in an urban environment because of all the debris that's around. You can find cardboard to keep warm. You can hop in a dumpster if you need to. I mean, there's lots of ways to keep warm that you just don't need to carry a Mylar blanket in the city. And I usually have cord with me, either in the form of laces, 550 cord, or rope. But keep in mind, if you've got a knife, you can make substitutes in the urban environment with wire, with torn bed sheets, or other items depending on the particular situation. And firecraft is another item that is really dependent on the environment that you're in. In a wilderness situation, it's nice to have at least flint and steel with you. I mean, you can go out and use a bow drill or a hand drill if you need to, but it's pretty darn nice to have some flint and steel with you. In a city, it's just not as necessary. There's lighters. It's easy to get lighters in a city. There's lenses. There's electricity. There's just all sorts of ways that you can make fire in a city. And so it's not nearly as necessary to carry fire-making supplies with you. And it's also important to remember that your particular top five is going to depend, again, on your particular skill set and your location, but also your physical and mental condition. If you're completely blind without corrective lenses, then that's going to be something you're going to want to have in your top five. If you have a heart condition, one of your top five items will probably be a vial of nitroglycerin. If you have diabetes, one of your top five items is going to be insulin. If you have any other condition that you have to take drugs for, transplant, and you have to take rejection medication, that's going to be one of your top five. So a lot of them are going to be dependent from person to person. In general, you want to try and develop the number of skills that you know and how well you can do them so that you need as little stuff as possible to survive, no matter what you face or where you're at. And don't worry about it. At first, it's natural to depend on stuff, because stuff is one way to help you survive until you develop the skills necessary to survive without stuff. So if your list starts out with 10 or 20 items, just work on paring it down. Develop more skills, knock some items off. Develop more skills, knock some items off. And I will tell you this about that process. It's incredibly empowering to keep replacing the stuff that you need to survive with skills that can never be taken away from you. And I encourage you to take consistent steps to do just that.